This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Aaron was going to help me with my taxes, but then I was like, I figured it out. So
no, that's not what you said exactly. Let me read exactly what you said. You said, also, I figured out my taxes. And then in parentheses, she said, probably still going to jail. So you're off the hook.
TurboTax that I do gives you, like, they're like, it's going to take you an hour and a half. Took me 4.5 hours.
What is going on? Took me 58 minutes. I used the TurboTax. It's a 58 minute.
You're texting the wrong person, Elizabeth. Why are you texting me to help you with your taxes?
We have two incomes and a kid we got to deal with.
And a house.
Abe did their taxes.
I also realized this year, have you heard of the child tax credit? It's straight up just like $2,000 cash, basically. So it's like my return was X amount and then plus $2,000.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, which is pretty wild.
You gotta start a baby factory.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm coming over to your house next year, Waleed. Yeah. I'm buying you a really nice suit or whatever you want.
And you want me to impregnate you? Is that what this is? Is that what you're...
You want a $2,000 baby, Elizabeth?
She wants you to do her taxes, you pervert.
Whoa.
I can have sex with anybody, but you're the guy that can do my taxes.
Welcome back to Sitcom D&D, a real play Dungeons. Are you yawning during my intro, Willie?
Boring.
He does this one in every three intros. One in every three intros.
I don't know how to get back into it without doing the whole thing, so. Welcome back to Sitcom D&D, a real play Dungeons & Dragons podcast recorded in front of a fake, he's huge yawn, studio audience. Unbelievable. Y'all, today, we're picking up at Bottoms Up. And just so you don't yawn, it's not a typical day at Bottoms Up. Today is actually Chip and Chalice's 6-month anniversary, a huge milestone. And to ring in that milestone, it has kind of gotten around the entire bar somehow, much to the dismay of Chip and Chalice, that they might be planning on knocking boots for the first time tonight. Maybe not the most delicate way of putting it either, but that's what's going around the rumor mill, and that is the talk of the kitchen amongst the kitchen rats as well. So the place is abuzz, so we're going to pick up there at Bottoms Up, so quiet on set. Sound speeding?
Nope!
Dice!
Because we're rolling!
No,
you guys!
Dice!
Oh. Dice!
Sorry, what's going on?
When you need a break from this crazy world to see your friends and fill a cup, find Sebastian, Chalice, Chip, and Beef at the Noble Bottoms Up. As step by step our growing pains are improving home and away, we're feeling absolutely fabulous on another happy day. We're in different worlds with different strokes, but the good times will not end. So cheers to all our family and our friends.
Starring Aaron Keith as Chalice Glass, Elizabeth Andrews as Beef, Waleed Mansour as Chip Ahoy, Ben Briggs as Sebastian Von Hugh Grant, and Sean Coyle as everything else. Sitcom D&D is filmed in front of a fake studio audience.
Beef, do you have a wooden spoon?
Yes, Chip. Oh my God, and you look great today. Look at you.
Okay, just give it to me. Give it to me. Sorry, I have to go.
Okay, oh, here's it from my pocket. Okay, bye. Wow. Whoa, he's running fast.
Oh my God, and his hair is slicked all the way back. What's going on?
I, Seb, I'm not joking. I'm not exaggerating. I saw Chip doing his hair for at least 2 hours this morning in the mirror, and every time he did it, he hated it.
Oh my God.
Have you got eyes on Chalice?
No, I
Seb!
What?
You don't have eyes on Chalice?
Chalice appears at the top of the stairs, and she is so overly shaved and moisturized that she immediately slips and falls.
Oh my God, that salamander. Is it okay?
She slips and slides all over the bar for a while. We get a net out and we throw it over her.
Stop my momentum! Stop my momentum, please!
We got you, we got you, we got you! We throw the net.
What the hell is happening? Everybody's losing their goddamn mind. I'm about to lock down, all right?
Do I smell okay, Seb? Beef, smell me. Smell me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, too much. You took away all of the smell, all right? She smells like nothing now. What are you doing?
Okay, do either of you have a wooden spoon?
Wait, you need a wooden spoon too?
Yes, two. Oh my God, is he doing the wooden spoon? Oh my God. Okay, I have to go. Chalice goes up the stairs.
Careful. Seb, come here.
What's up? I know what's happening.
I slap him across the face.
I said I know. What's happening? What is it?
Get it together, man. Tonight is the night.
That.
You don't even know. Oh my God.
We all learn.
They're going to have sex.
That's about how they will engage in intercourse. Yes, yes. That's what I was.
You had no idea? You had no idea? It's been going on for weeks. They have been playing foreplay for weeks. Tonight is the night.
I thought they just like had a head wound or something with like the baby voices or and like kind of touching of arms and the pregnant pauses.
Nope. And you know, Chip has been all on a high dial. He's been fixing everything around the bar. He's been lifting things to let Chalice just walk. Did you see the table he lifted up?
You know, I have noticed that things are much nicer around here. I wish that he was getting ready to have sex more often because it has never been cleaner in this place. All right?
Hey, guys. Normal day.
To you too, Chalice. Madame.
I just was wondering, I'm feeling a little... No. And I was wondering if I could take off a little early today. I know there's probably some rumors. I heard the kitchen rats sort of started spreading some rumors about today and tonight. But everything's normal. Everything's good. Everyone's not nervous.
Okay, good.
Hey, guys. I was wondering if... Oh, Chalice. Oh, my gosh. Okay, close
Hello,
my eyes.
Chippathy.
Sorry, not supposed to see you today.
What the fuck is going on with him?
Close my eyes. Okay. Hi, Chip, or Beef. Oh, my God. Beef and Seb, can I have the day off? I'm feeling sick.
Don't look at me.
I'm not.
Oh, God, if they're both sick, they shouldn't do it. That's gross.
Yeah.
Jennifer!
That's how you get super bugs. She's right, you guys.
No one is sick. No one is sick.
I'm sick. I'm very sick.
You just said they were freaking sick.
Yeah, I have to go to bed.
You can't trust your friends. Who can you trust, huh,
Beef? For the love of God, let them have the day off.
Also, Beef, do you have another wooden spoon?
Yeah, here you go, buddy.
No. Now I can't make a salad because I have no way of serving it. If we give away all my big spoons.
Knock, knock, knock.
Oh, God, no. Not today.
Hey, everybody. John the Crier here.
I couldn't recognize his voice, so yeah. I wasn't disappointed.
You recognize me. That's nice. Nice, we're starting to have a relationship.
Nope. Don't tell me your mom's name.
Hey, Chal, should we just go upstairs before we get roped into something?
Yeah, let's go. But okay. It's really hard for me to get up the stairs.
Run, Chalice!
We're trying, I'm slipping!
Beef has a broom that he's trying to, like, poke at John the Crier. Get out! Scat!
Stop! That hurts! Beef!
Chip and Chalice are running up the stairs, but they keep just sliding all the way back down over and over.
Because Chip, his eyes are closed and Chalice is super slippery.
Come on, run!
If you stop screaming and slipping for 2 seconds, I can get through it!
Say your piece and then leave.
No two parties or any parties can engage in sexual activity unless they are married or it abides by the new friends guidelines. Okay, good to see you guys.
As he walks away, Beef's eyes squint and he's like, I'm gonna kill that man one day.
What did he just say?
Boning, no working.
Don't. Come on. Seb, we talked about your bedside manner and how you don't deliver news delicately, and this is a good example
okay,
of that.
Okay, let's can you give me one other example of a time that I've flubbed up when it comes to my bedside manner? I am so sorry I bit you. I don't even know why I did that. We're all out of stew. Oh my gosh, that baby is hairy. Anyways, no, we are still all out of stew. I'm so sorry for your loss. Anyways, we're all out of stew.
I think I proved my point.
So boning no worky?
Guys, come sit at the bar. Old Beefy's gonna serve you some piss. Just take a drink.
Hey, Beef. Yeah. I can't sit right now.
Well,
where are the spoons?
Just stand, my man.
Let's.
Where are the spoons?
Stop asking questions you don't want the answers
no.
to, Seb.
Let's
tell
just
us
say
what
I
is going
can't
on.
Sit no. down right now.
I don't know why you guys are making such a big deal out of it, anyways. You're never going to do it. You're always just waiting and waiting for everything to be so perfect. It's not like you're going to do it today, anyways.
We were,
what?
Jennifer.
We were. It is perfect. It was perfect.
You would have found something that wasn't perfect, that wasn't right, and you would have just kicked it down the road.
What, because my hair looks bad? What's wrong with my hair? I'll cut it off!
Okay, let's all just calm down. What did he say exactly? We can't do it, if, something about being married or about, like...
Be married or pass the guidelines?
So when you guys pick up the law that John the Crier left behind, when you read it, you see that you either have to be married to partake in sexual activities or follow the French guidelines. And it looks like most of them are like health guidelines put into place by the town where you'd have to pass what looks to be a sex education class.
Oh, hey, guys, look, it says here on the fine print, not all hope is lost. We could take this class. We could enroll you in this class and maybe we could, you know, you guys can do it a couple days from now or...
No, it has to be today.
It has to be today. Okay.
Yes.
Maybe it's a one day course.
Yeah.
Maybe it's easy peasy.
Well, if you guys are really in a rush to do it, you could just go to Brad's Pit. I mean, Brad's Pit is so low, none of the magic from these laws affects it. I mean, Chip, isn't that where your acapella group practices?
I got kicked out of the acapella group.
Oh, Chip.
I knew that. I was just bringing it up to be a little stinker. I think it's so funny to get kicked out of acapella.
Jennifer, it is funny, but it's also mean.
But you could always go there.
They could go to the pit and have sex.
I'm not going to Brad's Pit to have sex for the first time with a guy that I am in love with.
I don't think there are rooms in Brad's Pit.
It's just a pit.
The whole thing's a room.
Okay.
Yeah, a room. There's other people around. I don't. That's not perfect.
We're
Jennifer.
Doing this class.
Do the class. We'll do the class.
Okay.
Okay. It looks like it's in town. It's just a short walk away. Let's all pack up our knapsacks.
Okay.
For the day. Okay. You might get hungry halfway through the class.
Okay.
Yeah. You and Seb should come because you guys have.
Oh, I'm coming. Yeah.
You have sex outside of marriage like all the time.
You got to come so you can come,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. And they do some kind
I
of high fives.
Wait, let's see what happens if you try to have sex. Beef.
What?
Hump my leg like a dog.
Easy.
Beef starts to hump Chalice's leg, and a figure made entirely of smoke grabs Beef.
By the
nape of his neck like a dog. And takes him to the stocks and locks him in the stocks.
Beef's hanging out with all of the other people that he made sing happy birthday, and they all got sucked into the stocks. Hey guys, you guys have been here for a while now, haven't you? Sorry.
Yeah,
about
but
that.
It's for other stuff at this point. Honestly, I just love singing, and I haven't got accredited, so it's been a kind of a tough stretch of time for me.
This sucks. Bugs.
Chip runs out, and can we try and break? Is it stocks that are like set there, or can Beef like get up and walk around?
Beef can get up and walk around.
Yay! I'm going to go to the address then. I'll meet them there.
Okay. So you're just still in the stock.
Yeah. Hey. I got somewhere to be, losers. And then I get up and I stalk out.
So you're in a wooden, you're in a stock.
Yeah.
Going to class.
I love it. Beep's going to a sex ed class in a stock. I love this show.
Sitcom D&D is brought to you by Babbel. All right, you guys want to hear a secret? Here is one of my new favorite sounds. That's the sound I hear when I'm learning a new language with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, they're accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Where I live, there's a lot of people that speak a lot of different languages, and Babbel has been an incredible tool to help me brush up on some of those languages. Whether it's ordering food, asking for directions, or just saying hi, how you doing to a neighbor, Babbel has been very helpful. And lucky for you, here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners, at babbel.com/sitcom. That's right, get up to 60% off at babbel.com/sitcom, spelled BABBEL.com/sitcom. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're actually going to cut to the classroom. It's a simple schoolhouse that you go to. And there are some posters along the walls that portray the anatomy of different humanoids and magical creatures and the reproductive systems. And there are long benches for students to take a seat at. And when you get to the classroom, you're all there now. You actually are the entire class, is the five of you. Jennifer, Chalice, whoa, Chip, Beef, and Seb.
Dang, nobody else wants to doink in this town?
I guess not. Your teacher walks in and writes their name on the board with chalk.
Hello, my name is Mr. Bert Zanzibees, but you can call me Mr. Zanzibees.
How do you spell your name, Mr. Zanzibees?
He just wrote it on the board.
Mr. Zanzibees. Okay.
Chalice is sitting behind Chip, so he can't look at her.
Hey, Mr. Zanzibees.
Yeah.
I can't sit down. Is that okay?
Of course.
Thank God.
You don't have to sit. There's not crazy rules in this class. I'm hoping everybody passes, everybody understands what's going on, so they can have beautiful relationships with each other or whoever they want.
Wow, that's really nice.
Mr. Zanzibi?
Yeah.
Are you going to be teaching us about the art of making love?
I am, in fact, to do that.
B-Fum tries to open up his notebook, but he's having a hard time.
Because he's in socks.
Yeah.
Can someone help him with his notebook, please?
I'll take notes for both of us, Beefy.
Thanks, Jelly.
Okay, so hopefully everybody already did all the studying up, all the reading, because you can only take this test one time.
Wait,
and
what?
This is it. And here we go. Time to start asking the questions. And then we'll move into practical.
What? Practical?
Mr. Zanzibee, we never got any reading. We just
Zanzibees.
Yes, Mr. Bees.
Zanzibees.
Mr. Zanzibees, what Beef is trying to say is that we didn't get any reading. This class is just a test that we have to pass on the first time.
That's right.
That's not a class, that's a test.
That's a test.
You're just as bad at giving news as Seb is.
Okay, so I guess we'll just go into it, and you guys are all opted in to take it as a group, so it's kind of like a pass-fail for the group here.
Well, that's not fair. I think I would have done quite well, but...
Seb's an absolute sex machine.
Is it four? Is it five times as hard if we take it as a group, or is it just as equally as difficult?
I think we'll find out. Okay, everybody. First question.
Guys, this is a test about sex. We got it. And we all made do a sexy pose.
Which looks like the money dance, but if it was Frozen.
Ooh, yeah. I can see it now.
Please describe for me the process in which goblins reproduce.
Oh, easy. Mm. They melt down a bunch of candles. They kind of make a pool or a vat, whichever's kind of like around them. And then, yeah, they kind of put their hands in it. And then the other one puts their hand in it. And then, then they get busy.
Okay, so here are the mechanics for this. If it's just an open-ended question like that.
After I try.
And I love that because I want you to improvise an answer.
A beautiful giant leap.
Seb, I think it's multiple choice.
Oh, thank God, because I was just talking about wax.
No, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have you, if it's an open-ended question like that, we're going to have you roll a history check, okay? And if it's above a 10, it's true.
Oh, fun.
And if it's not, you got it wrong.
Okay. Wonderful.
So, Seb, why don't you give me a history check?
All right.
Come on, Seb.
19 plus 2, 21.
Yay!
That is how goblins... That is correct. That's how they're reproduced.
It's sticky. It's nasty. It's awesome.
Dip their hands in wax.
Seb, how did you know that?
I'd try anything once.
I figured they just did sex.
I knew that because I've seen it. They're very public. They're very open. And it's beautiful.
Oh, okay.
That's what I've been seeing.
Okay. Question number 2. What sound does a centaur make when they're orgasming?
Chalice, you got to know this one. All of centaurs at the castle.
I know. I mean, I also had a fling with a centaur once.
Whoa.
You what?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, please tell. No. Like, that's what we're going to need.
And you think you got them to orgasm, Chalice?
I know for a fact I did.
Oh, God, I hope it's right.
I forgot that it can be wrong. I'm so sad and scared. What if I do wrong? I'm immediately crying. Okay, this is what they all do when they come. Okay, this rules.
Oh, give me a history check.
13.
Oh, my God.
That is correct. You're all flying with colors. Question number 3, moving right along. What sound does a bullywog make when they are faking an orgasm?
Oh.
Mm. Chip?
No, I have no clue what sound they make.
Chip.
Come on, Chip. You know.
Why would I know?
Chip, just tell him.
Chip.
Guys, why would I know this?
We've shared a room for a better part of a decade, all right? So,
we know who's coming in and out of there, man.
Yuck, 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 yum.
Exactly.
There it is.
Give me a history check. Give me with advantage.
Why would I have advantage on this, Sean?
You know.
A 15.
There you go.
Oh.
Correct.
It was a guess.
It bulls, I guess.
No, hon. No.
No, it was a guess. I wouldn't really know.
Okay. Another more open-ended question. No pun intended. What does sex feel like?
Beef? Go ahead.
Yeah, Beef started looking out the window.
It's heavy.
He touched the glass.
With my arms spread apart from the stops. It's like eating the first bite of a sandwich and the last bite of a sandwich. Like when you come home and your mom's there. And it's not sexual. No, Chalice. It's warm. It's like a hug. It's like a hug that never ends. It's beauty. It's the sky. It's the sun.
You know, I'm going to let you roll performance on that, actually.
Oh, yay! Okay, because I have negative history. Oh, I got a nat 20.
Yeah! What a fun one to get a nat 20 on.
Yeah. Ooh, plus 10, so it was a 30.
Can we say as Beef was delivering that, a butterfly just kind of like landed on his head?
Yeah.
And he tried to shoo it away, but he can't reach it.
Everyone's crying. They're so moved by that.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick 2-minute break so Mr. Zanzibiz can change. And I'll be right back.
What happened into to Mr. What? Zanzibiz?
Did he come? What?
Why does he need to change?
Ew.
Beef, good job.
Thank you. Thanks, man. Thanks. I think it was all of us collectively that made him probably have to change.
No, that was all you, buddy.
No, dude, you hit the spot.
Yeah, you really shucks.
You hit the spot.
Shucks. Thanks, guys.
He comes back wearing the same outfit, but just PE shorts now.
Okay.
I think I know where this is going.
No, just next question. We are really doing a great job, group, so thumbs up for everybody. Name the 4 tenets of practicing safe sex.
Easy. Boinging, bonging, and keeping it wrapped.
Send and too early, there's 4.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's boinging, bonging, and then there's a third one, and then it's keeping it wrapped. Shit.
What is it?
You guys, what is it? Now that he skipped it, now I feel like I don't know it anymore.
Use napkins.
Is it just don't have sex?
Towels.
No. Boinging. Bully. Have some fun and you keep it wrapped. Remember the rhyme they teach you when you're like,
boingy, don't you boingy. Bully? Have some fun. Don't you bully?
No, that's the bullying rap that they taught us to know.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Appreciate.
Appreciate.
Boinging, bonging, appreciate, and wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
I don't think that they're right.
I'm signing off on that one.
Okay. It's gotta be boinking, bonging, appreciate.
One of you roll a D4.
Roll a D4.
If it's over 10.
Roll a D4, and that's how many of the 4 you got right.
So 3 out of 4.
3 out of 4. Okay. So you guys didn't get the third one.
Ah.
Was it not appreciate?
It's abstain.
That's what I said!
Sorry, Chip. We should have listened to you.
It's one of these classes.
No, it's okay. It was a guess again.
Okay, we got another one here. Well, you guys are doing great, though. But you can't get too many more wrong, or you don't get to do it.
No.
Why do you look so joyful about that? You were so happy.
I'm always happy. I'm happy if you do it, happy if you don't. Okay, question is, when should you have sex?
2005.
Yeah, 2005 feels really right.
I mean, the answer could be if you're married or pass this class.
Yes. Let's answer that.
Yes. I touched my nose.
Okay, no need to roll. That is correct.
Yeah.
We're high-fiving okay. each other.
Yeah. Boop, 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 boop.
Okay, back to a number one. What are the 4 deadliest magical STDs?
God, all of mine have allowed me to keep living, so it's none of the ones I've had.
Which ones do you have?
4 deadliest STDs. Love. Am I right? Am I right? Just a little joke from me.
I
know, I'm
God.
Really f***ing funny.
Anybody want to admit to...
Salad mask.
Okay, mask is one that we're writing down as an answer, possible answer.
Prickly penis.
Okay, salad mask, prickly penis.
Squirt turt.
Squirt hurt. One more guess.
The laundry.
The laundry. Oh, oh my maybe God, most the laundry, dreaded of yeah. all. Okay.
Roll a d4.
Yeah, one of you roll a d4.
Four.
Wow. Those are all correct. Salad face, squirt turd.
Salad mask.
Salad mask.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
Zanzibar.
Colloquially known as different things, but yes. Squirt turd, laundry, a forgetting one.
we ruined everyone's lunch. Who's listening? You're welcome.
Prickly penis.
Prickly penis.
Okay, rocket round for one question, super fast. How long does sex typically last?
If you're good all night.
Hey, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like 15 minutes.
Probably, yeah, like 2 minutes.
15 minutes.
Average.
Did you say 50 minutes or 15 minutes, Chip?
I said 15 minutes. I have stuff to do.
Oh, dude.
Chip.
Average. Not the first.
So
the
shorter
first
than that, too, sometimes?
Well, for some people, the first time is shorter, and for some people that are experienced, maybe the first time lasts longer, because you're trying to prove something.
I don't know. That made me even more excited for you later. I don't know what to expect. We are going to say 20 minutes.
Okay.
Final answer.
Give me a history check.
11. Oh, thank God.
Okay. So... this is one of those where the textbook and Mr. Zanzibar's don't necessarily agree, but you're correct.
What do you think, Mr. Zanzibar?
Wait, do you think longer or shorter?
Yeah, 30 seconds, 45 seconds. 45 to 55 seconds, if it's second time.
The second time you've had sex or the second time in a row?
Second time in a row. First time, 30 seconds. Second time right after, 45 to 50 seconds.
He's wearing a wedding ring. I'm not going to question it. Someone's happy with this.
He's teaching this course. I mean, he knows what he's doing.
Okay, hold on to your cowboy hats. Describe the six best sex positions.
Oh, beef.
Yeah, the Flying Dutchman, the mm-hmm. coiled up dragon.
Of course.
The beets are red. Oh, the ladder. It's the penis. That's the fruit.
Yeah, one more.
Oh, and the Paul F. Tompkins.
Beef, what is the Paul F. Tompkins?
It's real messy.
It's my favorite.
It's Chalice's favorite. Beef, draw it for me.
I'll show you later. I'll show you later, man. Well, this sucks. I got a 2.
I don't know if any of those were real. I never heard of any single
okay,
one of
well,
those.
Okay, well, hey, you should come hang out at the pig farm. Hang out at the pig farm and you'll...
Okay, I felt bad because I didn't know any of those.
I've heard of all of those. They're just really painful.
But you do like the Paul F. Tompkins?
Oh, yeah. Beef and I dated for 3 months.
You guys had sex?
Anyways.
Awkward.
What do you mean anyways?
Awkward.
Okay, this one's for the fellas.
Yeah.
Hey.
Explain the female menstruation cycle.
Oh, God, an impossible
Pass.
Question.
Pass. No,
that's
boys,
so
boys,
funny.
We've got this.
Okay. Let's all take a part.
There once was a womb.
There once was a womb awoken by the moon goddess.
And that goddess's name was Room. Is it supposed to rhyme?
No,
I don't think it has to. We're just, this is supposed to be science.
Okay. One of you give me a history check on that.
Can they roll with disadvantage?
Yeah, roll with disadvantage on that.
Okay. With disadvantage, I rolled a 10.
Ooh, tie there. Goes to the wrong answer.
Oh, no. Well, that feels right.
That, yeah, 100%.
And this one's for the ladies.
Yeah!
Explain the plot of Interstellar. Oh, no, I mean, no, if you really like Nirvana, name 5 of their songs. No, wait, I'm sorry.
Chalice's eyes are narrowing.
Oh my God, Chalice, you're getting all the easy ones.
Explain the changes a boy undergoes after hitting puberty.
Well, he wakes up. His voice starts to crack a little. He smells a lot worse. And that's sort of the whole thing.
That's right on. That's 100%.
And then the next 4 years are all about proving that he can grow a mustache to his friend.
All right, give me a history check.
And that's going to be a nat 20.
Ooh, mama. That is exactly correct.
I don't still stink, do I?
No, it's good stink.
Oh, it's good stink. Thank God. I figured.
Okay, next question. If done correctly, what does sex smell like?
Like heaven. First bite of a sandwich and the last bite of a sandwich.
Same thing you said last time. Freshly cut grass, I think, is my answer. That's me, though. That might just be me.
Yeah, Professor Zansby, what happens if it's just different because all of our bodies are just different?
Hey, don't have to roll. That's exactly right, man. Good job.
Oh!
Whoa.
Oh, cool.
Mine smells like Fierce by Abercrombie and Fitch.
Oh, that's going to mix perfectly with grass.
This is a good one to challenge your brain. What are the 4 recommended ways to get each other off without having intercourse?
Lifting up a very heavy table.
Watching someone perform. Not sexually.
Mm-hmm.
Hula hoop tricks.
And Porky Pig impressions.
Give me a d4 roll.
I got a 4.
Oh, baby. Yeah. Good stuff, you guys. I'm very impressed with this class. You clearly did the readings.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. We're really knocking this out of the park. Who other people have come in here and just absolutely failed?
Well, not so many people. Everyone was taking time to actually study, I think, before taking their one shot in the class.
That makes sense. We're the 4 or 5 biggest sex experts in the town. That makes sense.
Amen.
Well, then you should definitely know what the 3 tenets of healthy masturbation are.
Moisturize.
Shame.
Pass.
And pass.
Moisturize, shame, and pass. Give me a history, Jake.
Dirty 20, 14 plus 6.
Yes, that's exactly right.
What?
Moisturize.
Oh, yeah.
Feel shame about it, but don't do it.
Oh, one of the tenets is just to pass on masturbation?
Yes, don't do it.
Lucky.
Okay.
I don't know if I support that.
What happens if you're addicted to it and you can't stop doing it?
You stay after class. We'll talk about it. It's okay.
Honestly, Beef, those stocks might help.
If I know my Beef, he'll find a way.
Okay, now we'll see, you know, how your brain develops and makes these kinds of decisions. So with you 4 here, do a fuck, marry, kill for the other 3.
Oh.
Okay, guys. No one take anything personal. We have to pass this class. This is for the greater good of having sex. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you get picked to die or, you know, or if you get only die, you know, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, but you do have to give the right answer.
Right.
Okay, so it has to be honest.
I'll go first. Obviously, marry Seb. Obviously.
Obviously.
Beef.
Yeah, no, I think that's...
We got...
Okay.
And oh my god, I have to start over.
Oh.
Okay, hold on.
Oh.
Obviously, marry Seb.
Yes, of course.
What are you talking about?
Okay, no. All right. Marry Beef. Fuck Seb.
Of course.
And what is going on?
I keep getting to the end here and it's scary. Okay.
Start with me.
Well.
All right, kill Chip. No. Hold on.
Okay, how about we'll come back to you?
Come back to me. Chalice is fully sweating.
Okay, I would marry Chalice, sex with
you.
Seb, and
of course.
Wait, no. I would definitely marry Seb, definitely have sex with Chalice, and then
I gotta cut my hair off. It's my hair.
Man, there's something.
I gotta cut my hair off. Chip takes scissors out of his pocket and starts bringing them up to his hair.
Oh, Chip, no.
It's not the hair.
What do you... Then what is it? It's everything?
No. I would like to marry and have sex with Chip, and I will kill the other 2.
No, that's a lie.
No, I just didn't want to come on too strong. That's how I actually feel. Ask him.
Ask him what?
If he knows the truth, that's my truth.
Oh, no, this is just an exercise to make sure you're all thinking about this critically.
What? Are you fucking kidding me?
I can't believe you would kill
me, Chalice.
Are you
kidding me? Oh, fuck this.
Yeah, see, these are big decisions. There's a lot of emotions at stake.
Wow.
I think I really understand the responsibility of sex now.
And I think I really understand my place within this group.
Chip, I told you the truth at the end. I wanted to do both with you.
And we said we weren't going to take any of this personally, Chip.
What's the next question, sir?
Well, the next question's actually a practical exam is the next part.
Wait, are we going to have sex right now?
Yeah, wait a minute.
So what we're going to do is we're all going to put condoms on penises. Feel under your chair for a penis.
That is a penis.
Oh, oh, like the fruit.
Oh,
yeah, there's
done.
A penis fruit, which is a fruit in this world. Now you're going to put the protection onto the penis. Okay? You have 6 seconds to do so, and your time starts now.
Ow, 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 ow. Why are you pulling my hair? Ow, ow, ow.
Everybody give me a dexterity check.
16.
I rolled a 15.
I did a 10.
18 plus 5.
Okay, I'm going to walk around and expect your condom penises. Okay, Beef, excellent work. Chalice, very nice. Chip, good.
Oh, thank you.
Seb, I hope you're ready to become a father.
Are you my son?
No, it's like, no.
You did a bad job.
I'm making a point. I'm saying,
sir, that was incredibly misleading.
Oh, sorry. I was trying to make a point saying this, you cannot have sex like this or you have baby.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. Seb used to have, would have had two kids, but he didn't, you remember when you met JR and she had kids and they weren't yours?
Why are we doing this right now?
Do you remember?
Oh my God.
I mean, but Beef, the likelihood that they would have had two kids, they only had sex like two or three times, I think.
That's true.
Which is normal for a married couple that's been together for 6 years.
Maybe that have been together for 48 hours, sure.
Ooh.
Wow. My eyes are open, you guys, all right? This is... Let's keep going. I need to think about something else.
Speaking of keeping going, half of sex, as we know, is chemistry. The other half is endurance. And so we're going to be doing the sex pacer test.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear the beep, you run to the other side of the classroom and you do one hip thrust. And then you hear another beep and then you run to the other side and do a hip thrust. And you got to get over a certain amount here.
Okay. Easy. Easy. Guys, we're all toned and fit and we got so much stamina.
Okay, let's get it going. We're going to start the sexual pacer now. And here comes the first beep. And go, beep.
Am I the only one doing this?
Oh, did you say go beef or go beep?
Beep, go beep, beep.
Oh, okay.
Come on, guys.
Okay, give me a constitution check since people didn't get off to a good start. If you're not beef, roll with disadvantage and do a constitution check.
14 with disadvantage.
Oh, no, I got a 5.
13.
Ooh.
Okay, Chalice, you have not made it to the other side before the first beep goes off.
Oh, no. I thought you said go beef.
No.
Sir,
it's
please.
It's okay. You can make up for it in the next part, potentially.
Oh, no. What if I can't have sex?
The gang's looking at her, like, with just the saddest eyes, like, oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry, Chalice. I'll make up for it with my endurance.
Does it hip thrust? Okay.
Don't do any extra hip thrusts that you don't need to be doing.
I can do as many as I want to.
No.
You're back.
Okay, you hear another beep, so it's time to run back. So give me another constitution check.
Oh, 5.
11.
Oh, no.
Natural 20.
Chip exhausted himself with those hip thrusts.
Chip, no.
I can still do it.
No, Chip. Oh,
he's crawling.
We're the ones who had to.
He's crawl humping.
We're the ones who had to pass the most today. Chip.
I can do it.
Get out of the way of everybody. You've been disqualified. You have to get out.
I can't move.
Give me another constitution check for Beef and Seb.
14.
Nice.
Four.
Okay, Seb doesn't make it in time.
Oh, my back!
No! Seb, no!
Seb!
It comes down to beef. All right, well, one of you needs to get past four, and this is the fourth one coming up, so...
I'm going to do this for the bugs.
And Beef, as you sprint across, give me a constitution check to see if your endurance holds up.
14.
14, you hear the beep, and when you hear it, you're already across the line.
Woo!
Chalice is right. Really sad. She's happy for Beef, but she's really sad. I wanted today to be perfect.
Yeah.
And I didn't even get across for one of them. And I wanted it to be perfect.
Beef's like thrusting happily, and then he sees Chalice crying, and he slowly stops humping there, and he gets quiet. Hey, Mr. Zanzibees.
Yes?
What happens if you just have such a strong love for the other person?
You don't have to be in love to have sex, but being in love with someone when you have sex can make it so powerful, blow your brain.
Because I got two friends in here that want to blow each other's brains out in sex ways.
That's why they're taking the class.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking you should just pass them because of how much they love each other.
Hey, Beef, let me take a knee and look you in the eyes.
All right, I'll take a knee too. A little wobbly.
You look like someone who maybe doesn't really jive with rules, judging by you being in stocks currently. But here. Rules are in place for a good reason, for good purpose, okay? And let's just say this. If they were ready, then they would pass, and you would all pass. So let's just go with that for now, okay? Pat, pat. Okay, final practical exam. Everybody ready? How are we feeling? Good? Hey, man, wake up.
No, stop. No, it's over. It's over. It's over.
It's over. It's over. Hey, guys. Okay. I think we should do our best to pass, but if we don't, then we're going to find another way. I want you two to do it. So bad.
It has to be perfect when we do it, though.
It will be because it's just with you two, you know? It'll be perfect because it's just with it's with the person you want to be with.
But what if the moon isn't a waning crescent?
That's okay.
It's not a waning crescent, or we don't have enough wooden spoons.
That's okay.
You have enough, all right? I can't even toss a salad tonight, all right?
I can. I don't know. I don't know.
Be careful of salad mask, though.
I don't know. Sir, what's the last practical exam?
Well, in order to be ready to have sex, you have to fully comprehend what the results of sex can be. And the results of sex can be having a baby. And so you need to witness a birth, a live birth.
What?
So, yeah. Oh. So come on in.
Oh, you're wheeling someone in.
What?
You're wheeling someone in.
In a wheelbarrow? Is that okay?
And you see a humanoid seahorse man who is currently in labor has gotten wheeled into the room.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
Fucking healthcare system, such bullshit. Only way I could afford it is to do this through this class.
Okay.
Well, good for you. We're here for you, man.
This is beautiful.
Yeah, well, now why don't you all help him? Okay, well, gather around.
Like help, like give birth?
Yeah, we're the only ones here to help, so.
God.
What?
Holy hell.
Okay.
I got the ice.
Holy shit.
Oh, God.
I got the towels. I got the towels.
Okay, keep him calm and help him breathe. Who can help him breathe?
Can I catch it?
You could be the catcher. Okay, very good. Who's going to keep him calm, help him breathe?
Chalice and I.
Yeah. I can help.
Okay, well, can someone talk to me? Because I'm not feeling calm and I'm not breathing.
You got
hey,
this.
Hey, buddy, breathe like me. That's not good. Don't do that. No.
Lightheaded.
Oh, no, Beef, you're up.
Pass. I mean,
oh, shit.
Have you ever met a princess?
No?
I was a princess. Isn't that interesting?
I don't care.
Hey, listen, guy. In through the nose, out through the mouth, nice and slow. It looks like a contraction's coming, so you're going to push on the contraction, all right?
Okay.
Ready? Push!
Give me a persuasion check.
You yell push, and that's persuasion.
13.
He's pushing, but he's holding back. He's scared. I'm trying!
Hey, listen, man. The only way we get out of this is if that baby comes out of you, okay? I don't even care about this class right now. All I care about is delivering this baby and making sure it's healthy. I can tell you're a beautiful man and this is going to be a beautiful baby.
Okay? Thank you.
Is the other parent around?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's okay.
We're here for you, though. Is that right, everybody?
Yeah.
You got this.
Yeah, until about 6:30 and then I got...
Yeah, at 6:30 we have to go, but... Let's try and knock it out before then.
Dallas, could you put my harmonica up to my lips, please?
I would love to.
Push.
Don't do it when he says it, though. I'll say it.
Okay, this is just sort of like motivation.
Push!
Okay.
I would love to give old Chippy some bardic inspiration.
I don't even think I need it, though. I rolled a 21.
Hell yeah.
But thank you, Beef. I'll save it.
The seahorse man with his legs in the stirrups pushes with everything he's got, and underneath the blanket, you feel some wet and slimy little babies hitting your arms.
Babies?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
The seahorse.
You feel one, then a second one comes out.
Take it. Take this one, Beef.
Twins.
Chalice, take this one.
Ah!
There's a third.
No.
Sam, here you go.
Oh, my God.
There's three so far.
Is this normal?
How many names did you come up with?
Not enough! Okay, I want one of you to roll a d20.
Ooh, an 18.
18 babies rocket out of this man.
No!
What is your plan of action, team? How are you not letting these hit the ground?
We'll use the net that we captured Chalison.
Chalison?
Yeah.
When she was slipping and sliding around.
I love how, like, items are just callbacks in our show.
Well, we never said
we put it
down.
I could use web.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, use web.
Let's do a spell.
What does it look like?
Chalice casts a web, and all of the babies, they just toss them into the web once they come out.
Oh, fun.
Oh, fun.
It's like a little line of us tossing the babies into the...
Oh, my gosh. Like
and they're just
fire.
Stick into the web.
Yeah, and they're laughing.
And they're laughing. They're having a blast.
Yeah, one has a lollipop somehow.
The seahorse dad, his head is lolled back, and he's just panting, and it's all over. He's just kind of lounging in the laughter of his newborn kids, knowing that they're safe, and he's just panting.
You did great.
So good.
Can I hold one of them?
Sure.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, absolutely. This one. Pluck one off the web and I give it to him.
Oh my God, she's beautiful.
Yeah, she was the last one that came out. Sorry about digging in there after her. I just wanted to make sure there were no more left.
Digging in there.
Yeah, and let's not call it digging in there. We got to work on your bedside manner. That's wild. Wildly inappropriate. I think I'm going to name her.
How about Chalice?
How about Bug?
Oh yeah, what are your guys' names?
What are our names? Guys, let's do something funny.
Fart.
Your name's... Okay.
Right, yeah, my name's Butthole.
I guess I gotta get 18 of them. That's Butthole, Fart, Bug.
And then I'm Kurt.
And Kurt. And the rest of them are Kurt.
In 10 seasons, can you have these kids hunt us to try to destroy us for ruining their lives?
The big bad is just Kurt.
Yeah.
Which one, though?
Everybody take, a couple-minute break. We're going to get the room cleaned up, and then we'll do the announcement of if you've passed the class or not.
Oh, graduation already?
Guys, what'd you think? I think we did pretty well.
I don't know. I can't tell. I got out in the pacer right away, and I feel like a failure. What if I failed this chip? What if we can't do it because of me? Oh, my God.
No, it's... Listen, like Beef said, we'll figure it out. If we have to f*** in a pit, it'll be perfect. Because it'll be you and me.
Yeah.
I don't care about the moon or spoons anyway. And Chip, out of his pants, pulls out hundreds of spoons and throws them all over the
floor. Oh my God, not cool. Not cool.
They weren't in anything.
They were loose.
They were loose.
Hey, Chip.
What's up, Beef?
I just wanted to say that I'm going to make a really nice dad one day.
Oh, that's so sweet. I want to make up for how bad of a job my dad did on me, you know?
No. Hey, you're not him. You're you. And that's why Chalice loves you. And I love you.
Oh, I love you too, Beef.
Seb, just leave the spoons. Stop it.
Oh, yeah?
Seb, just leave it.
Spoons grow on trees. Well, they are wooden, so they are tree. So, yeah, you know what? And I just kind of, like, just let them go.
Do my wannabe graduates want to come inside the classroom?
Yes. Yep, here we come.
Yes.
Bum, bum, ba-bum, bum, bum. I'm sorry you guys did not pass.
What?
What?
Why?
Why? How come?
There were 18.
They won't let me. I know, you guys did really well. You're on a list. I should have checked before I had you do the class. It looks like, yeah, the mayor has you marked on a list of people who legally should not be allowed to procreate.
Are you kidding me?
What?
This is my dad.
I want to
see this. This is my dad.
This is your dad's name written all over
it. Your dad's the mayor? I thought he was the king. No.
He got demoted?
He probably made the mayor do it.
He made the mayor do it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it says your offspring for any of you would be, it would pose a danger to society, end quote.
No, it wouldn't.
Who cares? I mean, no, it wouldn't.
I'm so sorry, guys. No boinking for you, I guess, but...
There's nothing you can do?
Are you saying boning no worky?
I'm saying boning no worky, yeah.
Oh, my God. We just wasted a whole day.
No? You guys can still?
No, just don't follow me. And Chalice runs away.
No.
And she's gone.
I know where she went. She probably went to the auditorium to dance.
She went to where? To what? All right, let's go check the auditorium.
It's like you don't know anything about
She's
it.
Not there.
No!
Well, okay. I was going to say maybe she went to Brad's pit. Maybe I'm being optimistic.
Well, let's make that our third thing we do.
Okay, Seb, what do you think?
I think she's at the top of the lighthouse looking out at sea, kind of thinking about her sailor.
Good yeah. Lord. Okay, but that's far away.
Well, get a snack.
She's not there.
Damn it. Okay, let's go to the pit.
That's my bad.
Okay, it's okay. That was a nice walk and a good snack. Hey, Brad.
Hey!
Hey,
What's up, dude?
Are you okay? You sound a little sad.
I'm good. I think I'm only waiting for you. You're the only person I can let in.
Just me? Not these two?
No, just you, man.
But she's down there. She's down there?
Oh, yeah.
All right, hey, Chip. And we straighten him up. We straighten up his shirt, tie up his ponytail a little bit better.
Chip raises the scissors up to his ponytail.
No.
It's too late.
It's not the ponytail.
Okay.
Hey, go get him, kid.
Will do. I kiss Beef on the mouth, and I go and I kiss Seb on the mouth.
Chipstick.
And we put up our hands to salute him.
Chalice has put twinkle lights all around the hole. And there's candles lit, and it looks pretty cozy considering that they're in a pit.
Wow. I wanted to come here first, but we went to the auditorium in the lighthouse.
I was thinking about going to those places. That's so crazy.
Oh, really?
I almost went there. And then I thought...
Maybe I should give them more credit. I thought they were being ridiculous. Okay.
See?
Don't listen.
We're gone.
I was thinking about what you said earlier about how it didn't have to be perfect. It just had to be us. And then the pit all of a sudden sounded like the perfect place.
I 100% agree. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that we waited. I know that this isn't exactly what we had planned for the past while, but I really don't care.
Yeah, we didn't plan to fall in love, so plans are kind of stupid, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Chalice shrugs and smiles.
Chip steps towards Chalice and grabs her around her waist.
You can't listen.
Stop laughing. Stop laughing.
Is that something that... They know, I'm not even gonna pretend. All right, we gotta bounce, speak.
Yeah. Hey, you wanna go to the diner and get a set hot stack?
Sitcom D&D is comprised of Elizabeth Andrews, Ben Briggs, Aaron Keefe, Khalid Mansour, and me, Sean Coyle. Arnie Pear wrote the theme song, Aaron and I worked out the story concept, and Sean Marr did the editing on this one. And if you haven't heard, now's actually an excellent time to check out our Patreon. We have over 100 episodes of content on the Patreon ready for your listening and viewing pleasure. From episodes like Chip's Tips, where Chip hosts an in-world radio advice show, or Elizabeth's Diary Entries, where Aaron and Elizabeth do a deep dive into Elizabeth's real teen diary, or Slow Tuesdays, where you get a peek behind the curtain to see what the Bottoms Up gang is up to when there's no big adventure afoot. The support from our patrons is what makes this show possible. It's how we pay for editors, equipment, and all the expenses that go into creating this show that we love. Patrons like Barford, Baron Ratman, B. Brandon 987, Bear, Barrington, Becca, Bex, and many more. So hop on now for $5 and get access to over 100 of hours of content instantly. And for those of you who are already subscribed to our Patreon, shout out to the Kitchen Rats! This week's episode is Bad Movie Talk Part 2, where Waleed and I lace up our skis and hit the mountain of fun that is the movie Ski School. You can check it out at patreon.com/sitcomdnd and get in on the fun. And finally, if you want to keep up with the gang, you can follow the show on Instagram at sitcomdnd. That's sitcom and the letters D-N-D. Okay, I think that's it for now. Until next Tuesday, and thanks, as always, for listening.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.